The Hideous Creature Show.
If you're not comfortable with your computer, you may need to play this tape and practice many times. The mouse is made to fit in the palm of your hand. Rest your hand on rounded top and push. You will see how the pointer on your screen moves around. It works similar to the game that you find at fairs, supermarkets, department stores, where all of the toys are inside the glass case. You have to maneuver the claw to pick up the toy inside the case. Since you cannot reach your hand inside the case, you must use the tool by maneuvering the lever. A mouse is somewhat the same. You can't reach inside the screen to move things in your computer, but you can use the mouse.
Place your hands on rounded top.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo via the internet. The date is Thursday, March 14th, 2013, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
And my name is Jenny.
My name is Patrick.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode number 173. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. I was walking to the store to get a six-pack before the show, and guess whose door was open?
Jesus.
The hoarders. Patrick is correct. The tweakers down the street.
Did you get to look in?
No way.
I took as long as a gaze as possible at a slow walking pace. Because I didn't want them to see me because I didn't want to get like a...
No, you get
sort of weird freak out.
You get sucked in there. So elaborate a little bit. I don't think we've ever spoken of them on the show before.
Okay, the tweakers or the hoarders live right down the street from me, probably maybe like four houses down. And they have the house in the neighborhood that is the crack house.
It's like the house that you don't want to live next to.
Exactly.
Because your house will be disgusting. Depreciated by association.
And it is.
Exactly. They are running down everybody's home value.
Yeah, they
just
are.
Being in the neighborhood. It's kind of a dilapidated house in a way. Their roof is green, not because they are green, conscientious of the environment. Green.
It's not like they put grass on it to like make it.
It's got moss growing on it. They have... One side of their house has no gutter. It fell off and fuck it.
Do you know if they sold it
for scrap metal?
I think the house was probably... They've got to be renters. I think that somebody owned the house and their like family member died and left it to them. They can't be evicted because, of course, they're the meth heads on the street. They can't be evicted. Nothing can go. I think they just own that house.
Like own it outright.
Own it outright. Probably pay property taxes once a year. You can't even like... You wouldn't be able to walk on their porch because of all the shit that's on it.
Yeah, and their front porch... consists of stuff, and I'm speaking of things in general. There's a what looks like a taken apart baby crib. There's plastic, like a whole bunch of plastic. There's all kinds of just stuff.
They go through strange phases, at least on the porch is all I've ever seen, of organization, where it'll be really, really just disorganized and fucked up, and then like a week later, it'll all be very compartmentalized.
Right.
Like, all the shit's still there, but it's organized a little differently.
What's funny is I was walking by when I was peeping in, and I noticed they got a new a mat in front of their house, in front of the steps, you know, like kind of what you would use to wipe your feet.
Like a welcome mat?
Yeah, but it's in their yard. It's on their walkway.
Because they don't have any room in front of the door.
And it's a, it looks like it was taken out of a kitchen, you know, like a professional kitchen. It's like something you'd see in a dish pit.
Little stress mats with like the little rings.
Yeah, they got like, that out there. Like, don't forget to wipe your feet, please.
Which isn't going to do anything other than keep it.
So what did you see? Did you see anything?
Okay. I looked in, and what I saw, first of all, which is kind of, piqued my interest, was about four bikes hanging from bike racks, that had the hooks attached to the ceiling, and they're hanging there. It was like four of them. And then to the right of that, there was even more bicycles.
They're stealing bicycles.
Somebody's selling them bicycles for drugs is what it is. And there was no possible way to walk in. Like, for instance, there was shit stacked, not literal feces.
Right.
It was just stuff. And you would have to step over that into what I'm guessing would be some sort of thin walkway, you know, that would maze your way through the front room. But it was top to bottom, ceiling to the ground of stuff.
How excited would you be if you were just watching A&E one day and it was an episode of Hoarders and it was them?
And they were getting, you know, kicked out of the neighborhood? I would be very happy.
The weird thing I love about that house so much is they just cram their house full of shit. And there's always, like, weird, crazy people that you never see that are always around. But what I love is the car that was out front of their house. They love it so much that they got that Dale Earnhardt NASCAR, like, car cover and drape it over, and you look at it, and you're like, what is that? And it's like a LeBaron. You know it's a LeBaron, but they love it so much. Like, no leaf, nor water, nor snow will touch upon this beautiful LeBaron's, like, convertible top.
And what's strange is that from, you know, like, out of your peripheral, if you saw that, you would think it was a NASCAR parked there. But, you know, upon, you know, a certain amount of time looking
walking
at it, you're
by
like,
it
what the fuck? And I've seen them working on that car 100 times. And
what
it's never left it. It's a Trans Am, like an old Pontiac Trans Am.
Does it have the bird on the front?
It's the one from Knight Rider. It's a kit.
Okay.
The thing too, also when you walk by, you know how the kit car has the headlights that pop out of the front?
I hate those.
I hate them too.
They
but what
so
I hate more
looking.
Is when you see a car parked and they're up. Like, they're just parked and they're up. Like, someone didn't turn them off to make them retract back into the car. Or that function doesn't work anymore. And these guys, like, if you look at the cover, they just stick up.
No. One sticks up.
Oh.
Only one sticks up. It's all, hiya. Anyway, I felt very, very happy to be able to see that. And finally, after living here for, I don't know, I've lived here for, what, 12 years?
Yeah.
I finally got to see inside the house, and I always assumed maybe that it was shitty on the outside, like my house, but nice on the inside.
No.
But it's not at all. I was wrong. It's shitty on the outside and shitty. It's like a bad candy bar. It's shitty on the outside and it's shitty on the inside.
It's like a Clark bar.
Have a bite, young boy. make my mouth burn. All right, so this week, because we were all lazy this week and didn't come up with any show content.
More like our lives are all boring and we had nothing exciting happen to us this week.
That's true. To pull the curtain back, we came up with a couple ideas but realized that they were shit, so
we're giving you the least shitty one.
The least shitty one. Thank you, Patrick.
It was a brainstorming session of monumental greatness.
Right.
Have you ever tried to study for a test like 10 minutes before you have to take it, like in high school, and you just cramming for it? That's what it was. I think we got maybe a C+. We passed.
I kind of saw it as, you know, what you're talking about, like cramming for a test, the montage on a movie where, you know, it goes over an extended period of time, like an evening that you're cramming for the test the next day, except ours lasted like 6 seconds.
It lasted 6 seconds.
Like the song started and then the needle was pulled off the record. We're done.
We work well under pressure.
So what we're going to do this week is we've decided to come up with a song, a persona, and a name for what we would use if we were competitive eaters. I understand, Jenny, that you are somewhat of a aficionado of the competitive eating circuit.
I will tell you, these fellows did not know this.
I have no idea.
This part of my life. I have not missed a Nathan's hot dog eating contest probably in the last like 7 years.
Is that the one on the 4th of July?
Yeah.
I'm going to quiz you then.
Okay.
I believe you, but let's see if it's true.
Do they televise this shit?
Where is Nathan's hot dogs contest located at?
Coney Island?
Yeah. Not you, Patrick. Yeah. You shush.
But I know this
shit.
Yeah,
it's
like
Coney
Island.
Like
a baby could answer this shit.
What time of year does it happen?
4th of July.
Does it?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't know that. How many competitors usually in a contest?
I'm not sure, but I would say 20.
What nationality is Kobayashi?
He is Japanese.
Is he a dick or is he a nice gentleman?
Well, and he's not the current champion, you know.
I know, but I've heard things about Kobayashi.
Yeah, I think that he's a dick, and he got beat
entire thing is about Kobayashi.
It's true.
He got beat by Joey Chestnut.
Who's that?
He's the reigning champ.
Billy Chestnut.
Is he from New York?
Oh, Joey Chestnut. I think he is.
I think he's a like local boy makes good.
And I think that his record is 54 hot dogs.
Holy shit.
And don't think that, the shit where they dip them in water and then slide them down?
Kobayashi got beat and then he pussed out and he wouldn't come back to the contest anymore. And now he only does competitive eating elsewhere where he knows that he can win.
Right.
I think.
I've heard throughout the years, and Kobayashi is my Richard Petty. He's the only one of that profession that I know the name of.
Who's Richard Petty?
He was a NASCAR driver.
Okay.
Not Earnhardt.
Like
senior
Earnhardt.
Or junior.
So, and I've heard
Richard Petty.
And I've heard throughout the years that Kobayashi's just a dick. Like, completely, just a complete asshole.
Like, he pisses in the hotel?
Jenny, yeah. I give you a pass. I give you a pass on your knowledge. Please elaborate more.
I also, I know of lots of competitive eaters. I actually wrote them down. My personal favorite is, a big, fat gentleman named Cookie Jarvis. Cookie Jarvis wears a red, white, and blue bandana, and he's fat as a motherfucker. He never wins. I think he just shows up to eat hot dogs. I swear to God. He's not even in the contender. He's never even a contender.
He doesn't have to pay for them.
Right. He's free. And there's one lady that competes that I think they call her the Black Widow. She's the only one. She's the only one that even holds up with the dudes.
You ever notice in any weird, sports... Like, for instance, there's the Black Widow of pool. I'm sure there's a diver that's the Black Widow. Yeah. You know, I know for a fact there's a fencer that's the Black Widow.
Or a bowler.
Always with the women. Yeah. Always with the women.
If you're a woman, they're like, it's either your poison ivy or you're the Black Widow.
What's her characteristic? She's cold-blooded killer.
Yeah.
She'll stab you in the back and you'll freeze.
The Black Widow.
Then there's Tim Janis, who his persona is Eater X, like Racer X from Speed Racer. He's actually one of my favorites,
Does he,
too.
Like, actually kind of dress up like Racer X?
He's and got he the paints helmet. His face with an X on it.
I like
and
him
he,
already.
He actually is real-life roommates with Crazy Legs Conti, who is another professional eater, who's also my favorite.
Crazy Legs. Don't eat those. Don't eat those if you're drinking.
Why?
Because they'll give you ulcers.
What do you mean?
Those are acetaminophen. You don't want to mix it with alcohol.
Oh, God. Seriously, I have like 5 ulcers already.
Jenny and I are giving each
Cookie
other
Cookie Jarvis over here thinks he can competitively eat those acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
Yeah, that's right. Acetaminophen eat off. Go. Go, Crazy Legs.
But yeah, I BT doesn't even watch it with me. I watch it alone. I watch the hot dog eating contest.
Like you watch the human centipede.
Do you
which
eat?
Is kind of about eating.
Yeah. Do you
like
eat while you watch
eating?
It?
No.
By the way,
disgusting.
By the way, listeners, this is something that Patrick and I had just learned. We had no idea that Jenny was a competitive eating fan.
I am.
There's a red light shining on you now, but I did when you had been said, I actually know a lot about this. I thought you might have been blushing a little bit.
Because I was embarrassed.
Are you? She is blushing.
A little bit embarrassed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Black Widow is blushing.
It's not like something that I'm proud that I know all this information about, but...
Who cares?
I love it.
I think...
I'm not ashamed to admit it.
I think it adds to your character.
What is the guy's X name? What X?
Eater X.
Eater X. That's wonderful. I love that. I didn't know they televised this shit.
Tim Janis.
Like, what channel do they put this shit on? On the 4th
I think
of July?
It's like ESPN. I swear to God, it is.
Is it ESPN Ocho? The Ocho.
I'm gonna look it up.
Okay, so what we're gonna do here is, we each chose a song, a theme song, something we'd walk out to, something
they
we'd eat
to.
They
do have theme songs,
they do?
Too.
Are
they
you
do.
Serious? They
yes,
do?
Yes, they can come in to certain ring music, like on, you know,
WWE. Is it WWE? Did we already go over this and I
It's WWE
lost
now because the World Wildlife Federation is WWF. And I think they actually sued
they did.
The World Wrestling Federation.
And
so now, yeah.
Somewhere in the world, a rhino has a gold horn.
I know way too much about wrestling as well, which is another fun fact about myself.
Competitive eating and wrestling. Yeah. Jenny Gaylor Thomas is our gal.
You're on fire tonight, Jennifer. Okay, so the song, we got a song. we got our theme song. We've got our name, something that our pseudonym that we go by. We have a persona or maybe some sayings. And we have the food preference.
Of preference.
Patrick, you want to go first?
I'm going to start off with my food.
Okay.
Now, everyone that from here to Tallahassee knows that I love steam pork dumplings. I love pork dumplings. They're steamed.
Oh, dim sum?
No, I really like, yeah, it can be in dim sum.
Like hum bao?
No, I just like.
Because this is where I shine.
I like going to Chinese restaurants where there's MSG and just pork dumplings. Steamed pork dumplings, not fried. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
I
know,
yeah. It doesn't have to be fancy. I want a place like called the Lucky Penny or the Lucky Dragon. Like I want one
Lucky
of those.
Lucky Koi.
The Happy,
yeah,
Patrick.
Like that. That's going to be my food of the choice. Now, I have a problem with eating contests because, you know, there are many starving people in this world. And as Americans, we just do this horrible thing where we just shove fucking hot dogs
down
our throat.
If they're so hungry, why don't they go join an eating contest,
exactly,
Patrick? God.
So for every pork dumpling that I eat, and I can get through a lot of them, I'm telling you, for every pork dumpling, I will sponsor 1,000 children from Africa, Asia, Antarctica, a continent that starts with A, whatever it is. I will sponsor 1,000 children to go to college, and I will buy their village 1,000 goats. That is what I will do.
Some Australian village.
Each dumpling.
Oh, Australia, too. I forgot about that continent.
Each dumpling equals one goat.
And I will do that because that's
and
what
you
needs
get a
to
goat.
Be done.
And you get a goat. And you get a goat.
And I'm,
ladies and gentlemen, please look under your seats. Everybody in the audience, free goat.
So I'm coming out, and I'm coming out, and I'm ready to eat those pork dumplings. I am known as the eco stranger.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak.
Why did you choose this?
Because this is political and
it's really worldly. Like you're helping the world.
Because I'm going to jam that. Because when this song is in here, I can jam those pork dumplings. So they're all organic and vegan, by the way.
The time has come.
Except for the pork. We've got to check ourselves before we wreck this planet called Mother Gaia. I am ready now. So I'm jamming the pork dumplings down my throat. Like super down my throat. All those kids are going to college and getting goats.
Who wants a goat? So what's your
Let's
persona?
Let's give it
is,
back.
Okay, you got your persona. What about... Sorry, I got too involved in...
Hold on a second.
How can you eat?
How can you eat while I'm
you need to get out of those burning beds, man. That'll get you.
So that's what this is what I would eat to, and I think I could get about, I think I get 348
I
pork dumplings down.
I see children holding hands with goats in the middle.
Child, goat, child,
yes,
goat, child, goat.
Yes, holding hoofs with goats.
As right. long as they're not pigs, because I am eating pork dumplings, and that would send a bad message.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm not going to buy pigs.
I could never get past the beds are burning. I mean, it literally, no pun intended, it burned a memory in my head. I just like, beds are burning. That's such a horrible thing.
How can you sleep?
You can't sleep. How dare you ask me how can I sleep when the beds are burning? That just seems rhetorical.
Because it gave him nightmares.
Yeah, you bald weirdo.
I can see like an 18-year-old June just trying to go to sleep and going, God damn you Australian fucks.
I mean, it's one thing. Have you ever spilled water in your bed?
Yeah.
And you can kind of avoid that section of the bed? That doesn't happen with fire.
Mm-mm.
Fire eventually works itself over to you where you're sleeping.
You can put a towel down over the water. You cannot do that over the fire.
June, also, if there was going to be a biopic of Midnight Oil Done, I would want you to play the lead singer.
Oh, my God. You would be perfect.
That'd be good. All right. Done and done. For you, anything.
And we mean goats.
How can you dance when your goat is burning?
Smells delicious when the goat is burning.
Put another goat on the barbie.
Very well. So, yeah,
so
that's
Patrick,
mine. I'm the eco ranger.
You basically got,
I look like the Edge circa 1986, like Joshua Tree. Yeah. Like, I got the hat and then the acoustic guitar, like, straddled. Like, I've just been wandering.
I think you might want to change your name to the Goat Whisperer.
Yes.
Done and done.
You just do this. Here, you come up to a goat and you go.
And he just jumps into a pot. right then.
All right.
Well, shit, I didn't do anything like to help out humanity or anything. I just was a fucking made a persona for competitive eating.
Well, I'm the snobby one.
I should have just gone with the Black Widow because I am a chick, like done and done.
Actually, but, can I make a statement real quick? I'd like to give you your nickname for the show, the Black Widow.
Excellent.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is June Button from the BBC. Welcome, the Black Widow.
I want this to stick. I like it. I am the only girl here, so.
Yo, B Dubs, what's up?
Ooh, I like Black Widow. I'm feeling
Black
it.
Widow, what's your persona?
Well, I didn't come up with like I'm going to save the world one goat at a time or anything like that. But I know that when they introduce these eaters, this is really how they do it. Like they'll be like Kobayashi, he holds the record for lasagna eating champ, and like they really do that, and they'll say like
they go
how
down
many,
their acolytes.
Yeah. So my character is the spaghetti eating champ, the tripe eating champ.
Oh,
you eat spaghetti. You've eaten tripe spaghetti and spaghetti.
Tripe.
I hold the record
for spaghetti and tripe.
Yes, and Rocky Mountain oysters.
Mmm, you said a mouthful.
And zucchini. I ate a truckload of gourds in 10 minutes.
Truckload of gourds. Was it a lorry or was it like a delivery van?
It was a
bring
truck.
It in there on a lift?
She puts the mean in cuisine. Jenny, the Juggernaut, Thomas.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your voice. We'll get wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild. So you think I
so
can
the signature.
So you think you could eat some tripe?
The signature way that I eat all my food is I dip it in Mountain Dew first. That's the only way that it'll go down.
Have you noticed that Mountain Dew has gotten rid of all of their vowels? It's not Mountain Dew anymore. It's MTN Dew. Like, they got rid of the O, the U, the A, the I. They got rid of their vowels. See, why do you dip it in Mountain Dew?
It helps it slide down my gullet.
A.K.A. Mountain Dew is panther piss.
I Mountain Dew it. And they're my big sponsor.
And when you're done, you're like, because you're sponsored by Mountain Dew, you're like, I Mountain did it.
Yeah. Done. I Mountain done it. Bitch.
I'm Mountain out of here.
Did you guys hear that Mountain Dew actually created a breakfast soda?
Oh, I saw that.
It's the first
that.
And only breakfast soda on the market.
I thought that
today.
Was called Coke. What is it? Is it
no,
like
it's
orange?
It's supposed to have enough caffeine, but it's supposed to have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, but it doesn't. It doesn't have a quarter as much caffeine as a cup of coffee. But you're supposed to drink it like coffee. Like, you know what? I'm not a coffee guy.
But I am a Mountain Dew lover.
And I'll drink
like you
it
couldn't
at
just
in the
drink
morning.
A fucking Mountain Dew in the morning. You got to have a breakfast soda to make you feel better about your fat self.
I'd love to see the commercial. You know, everybody's teeth are all fucked up and yellow.
They're like, I like the orange sodas. I like the orange flavor.
I like little panther piss in the morning gets me going.
I didn't like the purple until I got this West Coast purple that tastes much better. It's like an aquaberry purple.
I think also with my persona of the Juggernaut, since a competitive eater, I come out in a fat suit like I'm giant, but then I rip it off and show my real physique.
Oh, my God. And now fat people don't win these contests, do
no,
they?
No, they're all the skinny people.
Oh, God. That's good.
I wonder why that is. I mean, do you think... I'm not even going to go to the scientific... my scientific explanation.
They work out their stomach like it's a muscle. They don't. They probably eat healthy for the rest of the year and then, you know, just eat...
Well, I mean, instead of taking on calories in order to stretch your stomach, couldn't you just drink a bunch of water?
Or Mountain Dew.
Or panther piss, right.
Today's episode of Hideous Creature Show is brought to you by Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dewin'.
Mountain done.
I'm Mountain out.
So that's mine. I'm not saving the world. I just wanted to eat some spaghetti dipped in Mountain Dew.
You're like the Rocky. of the Hideous Creature Show.
Pretty much.
Who's going to think the Black Widow's got a chance?
Oh, but who's going to win the Oscar? The Black Widow.
But she's so fat. Wait a minute. She's not fat. It was a suit. Oh, my God. She Mountain Dewed me. Mountain Dude.
I just went and got Mountain Done.
I got Mountain Done.
So you came up with the phrase, Jenny, Mountain Done. I just got Mountain Done.
I got Mountain What?
So, June, what do you got?
Ladies and gentlemen from Portland, Oregon, the human esophagus.
All right. So, my name is the human esophagus, and this song has nothing to do with my persona or anything. I just think that it's such a horrible song that the competitors, will barf from listening
it's
to it.
It's reverse psychology.
Exactly. I'm in your mind. You've been dewed.
Oh, I feel the Mountain Dew bubbling up in my esophagus right now.
I'm sitting there going, I hate fuck dumplings. I hate fuck dumplings.
Is that in the old?
Anyway, my persona, I don't have a persona. I'm just a dude that wears the same clothes I do because I'm not buying any fucking new clothes for this shit.
You know what I think you should wear is one of those leotards that shows all your internal organs.
Like, seen those? Right. Like Slim Goodbody.
Yes, exactly.
The biology stretch suit.
Yes.
In there, I'm in.
I can't believe that you know Slim Goodbody.
Yeah,
that's
totally
kick
know
ass.
Slim Goodbody.
And I don't have a persona, like I said, but I do have catchphrases, like things that have supposedly happened in the past. And one of them is from Rambo, and I want a soundbite from the film itself, and it goes, "He can eat things that make a billy goat puke." And
like tin cans. You're like the tin can eating champ.
Yeah, exactly. And the other one is, "He once ate a baby's butt through a park bench."
That was in Rambo?
The unabridged version,
should have been.
Director's cut. You should check it out. It's awesome.
I didn't see that one.
It's good. And I don't have a food, and I was thinking maybe you guys could help me, like what kind of food I would have. What kind of food should I eat? Because I don't want to...
Haggis.
Powdered donuts.
Powdered donuts.
Because those are hard to eat fast. Okay. You'll choke.
Ooh, Twinkies. That's the hardest thing to eat. Because that shit expands. What about, like, magnets? Magnets and expired bus passes. That's what I eat.
I think you win.
No, you are like the non... what do they call it? Pica. When you eat things that aren't food.
Consumable?
Right.
You eat, like, bicycles. He's like the bicycle-eating champ.
Bring me empty boxes of Tide.
Bicycle spokes, empty boxes of Tide.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Measuring cups.
Yeah, whatever.
And then this... But the best thing is this song is because it's such a piece of shit. Watching the world wake up from history. And I wake up, world. Quit being so naive, world. You're letting your life go by. Grow up, world. God, I hate this song. Patrick and I. Oh, shit. Here it goes. Let's just listen to it for a second.
Here it comes.
Hey, watching the world wake up.
Oh, it's over. That's too bad.
What does that even mean?
Pull up your pants, world, and get your shit together. It's time we get things done. Can't you see what's going on? Rub the sleepies out of your eyes, world, and let's get it done. There's wars going on, and you've been Rip Van Winkling it forever.
Was that a haiku?
Come on, world. Take my hand. We'll do it together. Me and my band, Jesus Jones.
You've been Rip Van Winkling it?
Jenny just peed herself.
Jenny, you can come too. The Black Widow's always welcome here when we're saving the world. You're so old Earth, but so naive. You missed the 90s, world. You slept through it.
I want to start telling my friends that you've been Rip Van Winkling it. Wake up. You've been Rip Van Winkling this whole week.
Wake up, world.
I'm going to tell my baby she's been Rip Van Winkling it.
Wake up, young child. The world's your oyster.
Holy shit.
Woo.
Okay.
All right, so that's our eating be okay magic. Come on, you can come too. Me, the world.
I'm just thinking Jenny, in my head that one day
the Black Widow.
Jenny in the next week is just going to look at you and go be like, excuse me, what are you ripping, winkling it? And I'm going to laugh somewhere and not know why.
I hope that I actually remember that and use it. I want it in my life.
Don't worry, Patrick. We'll put your goats in front of the sleigh and run like Santa Claus to save the earth. All right.
So that's it. Thank you, guys. That was good for coming up along with
life. Now I want to be in a competitive eating competition. And I would
film a little bit hungry.
I would suck at it so bad.
I would be horrible at it.
Actually, you know, if I did it, I would kind of go along with the eco. What was your name again?
The eco stranger.
The eco stranger. And I would eat tons of the food, like all the hot dogs and stuff. But I would have orphans come and line up, and afterwards I would feed them like baby birds.
You'd just vomit it back into their mouths. They're like, please, sir, can I have some more of your hot dog vomit?
It takes a village.
All right. Well, we're going to jump into a fake break. When we come back, we've got some more show for you. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
It's got all those great songs we used to groove to back then. Just listen.
Good God, y'all.
Don't you want somebody to love? Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share your land. Making friends for the world to see. To everything
man. 40 original rock hits by the original artists. On 4 records, 3 cassettes, or 2 CDs. Here's more.
In a white room with black curtains. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Sunshine go away today.
Three cassettes are only $19.95. Two CDs, only $24.95. Here's how to order.
Credit card.
Yeah.
And we are back from fake break.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the Perfect Storm with June Button, the Black Widow, and the esophagizer. He's the only human being that has ever had 4 dicks down his throat.
It's like esophagizer, like G-E-I-S-E-R, like
rest
a geyser.
Your hand on
one cock down there, his balls start to tingle. 2 cocks down, his dick gets a little hard. 4 cocks down, and he goes and blows like the esophagizer that he is.
I'm ready to go.
Thank you, esophagizer.
That's awesome.
Jenny, I heard that you went to Morrissey.
I did.
I got one question for you.
Okay.
Did you bring him roses?
No. Well, no, but people did. I thought of you.
Who did
when
you go with?
I went with my girlfriend, Alicia. When we got to the show, we were in row X. And it made me think of when you and I went to Van Halen, and we were in the last row of the Rose Garden.
It was like XX?
No, it was row R.
Ooh.
Is the last row. And we said it was row R for rock.
Right. And also it was row R for really nice, because my drunk ass could fall onto the wall because my girlfriend was barfing.
It's true.
She was. You told me that she was very, very.
But it
very
was
cool.
Awesome, because we went to Van Halen and everybody in front of us sat. They're like clapping politely to Panama, and we were all.
Is this the composition Panama?
And we were all standing, supporting ourselves against the wall, the back wall of the Rose Garden, because we were fucking wasted.
It is the best performance of a Mixolydian.
But it made me think of you, because we were in row X, which was as in XYZ. We were in the third row from the back.
Oh, okay.
So I couldn't have even thrown a rose far enough to make it anywhere near Morrissey if I had wanted to. And it was at the Schnitz, so there it wasn't a place where you could sneak your way down into the front row
situation. It's very posh.
Those dudes with bow ties, they've there got is, that yeah. shit.
I actually
down.
Got in trouble for dancing not in front of my own seat.
Hello, Black Widow. Could you please not dance here?
So
Jennifer Black Widow. Jennifer
Black Widow.
Can you please not dance here?
This
you do not have roses, so you cannot dance here.
This has been a long time coming. I think I probably I was like reverted back to my feelings of angsty eighth grade misery.
Oh, it brought you back to your shame.
It took
the shame of being a teenager.
It took me through so many emotions for real. Like it really, you know how like a smell will give you deja vu or a song give you deja vu. Like it gave me deja vu that was fucking like really, really intense.
Was it because
actually.
Of the songs brought back? Well, I mean, there's a lot of emotion in your memory, your music memory.
And there's a lot of emotion in Morrissey.
I know I listened to anybody here seen my old friend Martin? And I cried the other day.
It's songs can get you, like, and songs if you're not expecting it.
You should have brought more roses. See, that's like that's your shield.
But it was very nice. Alicia and I dressed up. We dressed up like ladies on the town, and I wore a nice 50s
like
inspired
a Downton Abbey type of thing?
Dress. Well, not like a gown or anything.
Could you look like you worked in like a Mad Men office?
Kind of.
Or you were.
And I had I had a little cardigan on and some sensible shoes and a little clutch purse.
Did you guys get pics?
No, we actually
didn't.
Well,
I'll tell you what, that's a memory pic right there.
Yeah,
take a picture. Beep.
We didn't get any pics, but everybody, you could tell that everybody there was kind of like feeling the same thing, like, oh, I was such a misfit and Morrissey's the only one that understands me. Type of a vibe, but we're all like 40 now.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How old did he look? Or could you see him from where you were?
I was very far away, but he looked fucking hot to me from
did
where
he?
I was. Yes. And at one point, it was so funny. He, for some reason, ripped off his shirt.
Gotta have that shirt off. It's
he
too hot
ripped
in here.
It
hot.
Off.
Too hot in here.
Schnitzer always cranks
it. Hot. Cranked.
And all of the, like, the goths went crazy. And then he fled backstage. Like, he kept doing these things where... where he would like turn around and hug. He would get down on his knees and that is kind of how he fled for real. He would get down on his hands and knees and like hug the bass drum and Alicia and I are like, Morrissey needs a moment. Morrissey needs a moment. Like the band would just play and it
I
was
wish
like,
I could feel a shreedom.
And he would
Jesus Christ, Patrick. You just spit everywhere. Sorry, Jenny. This is the... Yeah. All right.
But he did four... He changed his shirt four times, which I thought was very elegant.
It's very elegant.
And
August spawned a sweat monster.
And I will tell you
it's
another
luxury,
thing
June.
That Morrissey did for me is Morrissey... I'm back to not eating meat again.
Really?
Yes. Seriously.
Did he have some sort of spiel?
No, he played Meat is Murder, obvi. And he broadcasted horrible, horrible footage of what they do to the animals in factory farms, which is a reason that I stopped eating meat in the first place.
Where were his shirts that he changed four times made in China?
All I know is that Morrissey really like got me back on track, and I'll admit it, that I was like, you know what? I stopped eating meat for a reason, and Morrissey helped me get back on the path.
This is going to sound really cold, but I don't care about your political views. I'm curious of how rockabilly and young and hot was his band.
They were all very young. And
of course
he said,
they were. That's what I'm curious about.
But they didn't seem rockabilly. They all were just wearing T-shirts that say they all said something. Alicia and I couldn't figure out what it said. But he told
Shorn
the crowd
sack.
That he put an ad in the newspaper for his band members, and he said that he got responses very quickly.
Weird.
Doi. Yeah. But they're all very young.
Oh yeah. Very, very, very taut bodies, I bet. Did they rip shirt off, too?
No.
You're really concerned about the bodies of Morrissey's bathroom band.
Morrissey doesn't need the competition. Like, you know, he will rip his own shirt off, but they aren't allowed to speak.
Right. They're like the what's his name that had the chicks that all danced like robots?
Robert Palmer.
He's got Robert Palmer boys.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's got Frank Sinatra boys.
Yeah, that's more fitting.
Yeah.
It was probably like...
How long did he play?
Hour and a half.
Okay. That's not bad. Did he play the Smiths hits and stuff, or did he play all Morrissey?
He played mostly Morrissey, but he played... I was very, very happy with the Smiths songs that he played. I cried.
Did you cry?
I legitimately cried.
That's a good... You know what? I can't...
That's what music is for.
I will never say anything bad about people that cry, because... When I went and saw the Rush, I wept like a man. I wept openly.
I wept like a dragon slayer.
You're such a little pussy.
We were playing a ravaging game of Dungeons and Dragons, and Rush was playing in the background. And I cried because my character got killed.
Oh God, your character.
I will never see Black Mock again, and Sawyer will always have a place in my heart because of
Black Mock. You cried in the front row of Jesus Jones.
I didn't.
With a rose in your teeth.
Jesus Jones, will you take this rose?
Not here, not now.
I don't have anywhere to put that rose.
I'm too from England.
Take that rose and give it back, Will.
Don't get me started. I hate that fucking song. I'm glad you went and saw Morrissey and had fun. And you know what? Just, I was making fun of you.
It took me 20 years.
I made fun of you for weeping. But I when I went and saw Tom Waits, I cried. I shed a tear.
It took me totally by surprise.
Why do you make fun of people for crying?
Shut up, motherfucker. I'll kick you in the shin. Watch you cry and beat off, too. I cried once, too, when I saw Ray Charles.
Oh, dude, God, I was
standing so close to Ray Charles, I could have touched his shoe.
I'm going to cry right now.
I thought that would have been awkward masturbating and touching his shoe.
Yeah, he wouldn't have known who was touching him.
I could have touched his shoe that day that
I cried at Stevie Wonder.
I was trying to give him Morse code by touching his foot by beating off at the same time.
I also cried when I saw John Denver, but that's a whole nother story.
I would have cried at John Denver. That's the only person I would have cried.
I would have cried because he's dead.
He's dead now.
When did you see John Denver?
In 1995.
Oh, God, that was a heyday.
The peak of Denver.
I just moved to Portland. I saw him in Oregon.
Was as Denver-y as you could get him.
You could get him. He had already done everything.
Oh, he'd done the Muppets. He had the Shaggy Shag.
I heard that they were cloning Denvers, and he was eating them to get double Denver goodness.
He was like the father figure, the brother figure, and the lover figure.
If I meet a Denver clone, BT's getting a divorce. Because I'm going to marry that
Denver
clone.
Maybe you should have an open relationship then, if you do. That.
We'll just let him move in and he can play some jams for us and cook us up some fritters.
You filled up my senses like a night in the hawker.
Kick him in the shin. How much did you pay for tickets for Morrissey?
It isn't as much as you think.
$62.
Patrick, what do you think?
$62.
I say 65.
Right. 56.
Ooh, and I win. No, I don't. We're both
over. But I'm dyslexic,
won it. The tickets themselves, I think, were 40, but with all the bullshit, it was 56.
Right. Okay. The laissez-faire.
Yeah.
The laissez-faire of the tickets
and
companies.
It was worth 56 times infinity to me.
So it was a good show.
It was great.
You got your thing.
How long till Jenny's off the meat market again?
Until I get pregnant again.
Until you get pregnant again, I say 8 months.
That's what took me off of it was when I got pregnant, I started eating meat again.
8 months. I say November.
Right around the holidays.
I'm going to say...
Jenny likes to get impregnated around Thanksgiving.
What'd you say again, November?
November.
Eight months. I'll go December.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do that. When is Jenny getting
off? Meat is murder.
All in all, wrap it up. Jenny, what do you think?
Jenny, shut up and stop
wrap
talking.
Wrap it up, Jenny. Come on. Let's put this in a nice little box and put a ribbon on it.
I think I'm glad I waited until I was 39 to see Morrissey.
Did you never saw the Smiths?
No. I don't think my little adolescent mind would have been able to handle it. I wouldn't have been able to take it in a mature fashion.
It would have popped.
Fun times. Good times.
But it was awesome. I don't know if any other Portlanders went. I ran into Justin from Produce Row.
Oh, okay.
He was there. Only person I knew in Portland that went.
Hi, Justin. You probably don't listen to the show, but
yeah.
Hello.
I like Justin.
Justin's a good dude.
Justin's a good guy. Mm-hmm. I worked with him.
Good dude. All right.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yep.
All right, so let's go into Douchebags of the Week for episode 173 of The Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom.
I'm going to fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Police in Utah say they've arrested a husband and wife bank robbery team that took their two children along for the illegal excursion. It's Utah. They're Mormons.
Take the kids along.
I don't think everybody.
They're all about family.
Salt Lake City's in Utah.
Mormons don't rob banks.
Unless they're...
Maybe they're Jack Mormons.
Unless it's the Bank of Jesus.
I don't even know what that is.
Jack Mormons are Mormons that do the drink and...
Oh,
they do polygamy.
Fun fact, I didn't know that. You just entered something into my lexicon.
Yeah, Jack Mormons have a lot of wives. They can... drink and
sweet. Oh, so they're polygamists?
I don't think they're polygamists. I think Jack Mormons just means that they're Mormons, but they
don't play by the rules.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Gene Button, and I'm a Jack Mormon. That's right. Jack around town doing Mormony, non-Mormony things.
I don't know. I could be talking at my ass.
So could I. Or am I?
An arrest report from police says that the man and woman, both 27, were caught Monday soon after Wells Fargo branch was robbed. A 5-year-old and a 2-year-old were in the back seat.
Family affair.
It's got to keep it in the family.
Oh, damn it. We could have used that as the song.
The couple told police they robbed the bank because they faced eviction and growing medical bills. That kind of made me sad. They needed the money. Employees told police the woman entered the bank and showed the teller a note demanding money. The woman reportedly ran from the bank to the car, which was driven by the man. At least it wasn't driven by the children.
We are Jack Mormons, and we need some of your money that you have in your back. Could you put it in this little bag here so we can go on? I have a 7 and a 2-year-old in the car.
Afterwards, we're going to go smoke cigarettes and watch dirty movies because we're Jack Mormons.
Not the dirty movies you're thinking about. We're talking dirty, dirty movies from the internet.
This news report over the wire.
This just in. Jack Mormons. Rob Bank.
Is that really it?
That's it.
That's what it is. They had to pay their bills.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's sad. We just took their strife.
But there's always the theory of needing to take care of your children and providing for your children. And you can't do that incarcerated. So doing something stupid to do something for them immediately is fucked up if in the long run it's gonna ruin your family. Mm-hmm. I just got real deep.
Jack Mormon.
Jack Mormon.
I just got real Jack Mormon.
Hello, my name is Jack Mormon.
In case you're wondering, you're listening to June Button Show, Jack Mormon.
June Button.
Jack Mormon.
Your name sounds familiar, Jack. That's right. My brother is Captain Morgan.
Jack Morgan.
I'm Jack Mormon.
Is that it for that?
That's it.
A Jack Mormon is a slang term originating in the 19th century. It's originally used to describe a person who was not a baptized member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but
Jack
who
Mormon.
Was friendly to church members and sympathized with them.
That's it?
Yeah.
Jack Mormon.
Hello, my name's Jack. I'm Jack Mormon.
The term is now used to describe a baptized member who rarely or never practices the religion, but is still friendly towards the church.
Okay.
Do you know what I have at my house?
Kind of like a
non-practicing Catholic.
A non-observing Jew.
Whatever. Who cares?
Okay. I've got a really great story out of Florida.
That is super.
Florida deputies showed up at the home of Gary Puckrant.
Hey, Gary.
Hello, my name's Gary. Gary Jack Morbid.
Gary lives in St. Petersburg, and Gary Puckrant had called 911 twice telling dispatchers his cell phone wasn't working.
How was he calling if his cell phone wasn't working?
Landline!
Semaphore!
With a puff of white smoke.
Authorities weren't amused when Pockerts called 911 again 3 hours later until the dispatcher that his drug dealer was mad at him.
Guys, I knew it come. I call her outside of the lines, too.
The first time that the officers had shown up, he was very cooperative. But when they came to his house the second time, he was combative because his drug dealer didn't show up. And he was arrested.
So now he has to deal with withdrawal in jail.
Yeah. He's held on $150 bail.
He better call Jack Mormon.
Hello, Jack Mormon. Can you take the cans back and bring me out of jail?
He's charged with misuse of the 911 system.
That's pretty bad. Then they know they can set the bail at $150 because they know he has no friends that have that much money. Or family members.
It's pretty bad.
We're safe with $150. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
He hears $150, just starts weeping. It'll never happen. I mean, it's never, like, ever. Yeah.
It's like the end of all of the movies in the 80s where the sports team has to, or the Brady Bunch has to raise $20,000 by entering the dance contest.
Yep.
Yeah, saving the rec center. This guy will never raise $150 with that bake sale. Ever.
Okay, I got $149. Wait a minute, how much is crack?
Yeah. Oh, shit, down to zero again.
But if we put crack in these brownies, we can make even more money. I gotta save the rec center. But that means we don't have much crack, but we can buy more crack with the money we save from the rec center.
We can do crack in the rec center if we get crack.
Well, it's kind of fucked up, too, to put that out there, that $150 to get released. I mean, I have no idea what the normal amount is. I assume when I'm arrested... Or if I am arrested,
bail is usually higher than
like $1,000. It's $1,000.
I would say it's like it can be. It depends on what you are for, but yeah, it's not $150.
Well, even if your bail is set at $1,000, don't you bail out at a lower denomination? I mean, you get a percentile it. That's why bounty hunters go after you.
If you go to a bail bondsman, like you have to pay like 10%
over.
If it's $1,000, you have to pay a bail bondsman like $100.
Oh yeah, and they put the stake up.
And he puts the $900 right. up.
See, I have no idea how that works.
But I mean, I've bailed people out of jail for being drunk.
Have you?
I haven't actually gone down there.
Look at Jack Mormon.
What's up, Mr.
Like
Mormon?
Someone was like arrested for jail. Like they were like $100 to bail them out of jail. You bail them out of jail
for $100. You bailed them out.
Yeah, it wasn't even being like drunk. It was I think it was prowling, which is being drunk in public.
It's like Patrick's on Oz.
We caught some gentlemen.
This
with...
wasn't me. Like I didn't
whatever,
get jailed out.
Jack Mormon.
I wasn't. We had a roommate once, and he called
a roommate. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who was drunk.
His name was William Patrick, and. He got called, and he had to get bailed out. And you just go down to the fucking cop station, you pay the $100, and they let him go. And then he has a court date.
You guys take change?
They do.
I got some cans.
The Concord, New Hampshire Police Department does take change.
I bet they all take change.
They probably take cans, too.
We had, like, the quarter rolls because we were both working in banks. Me and the person.
You mean robbing banks, Patrick?
Right. Jack Mullman.
I have another story that actually also occurs in Florida.
Florida, it's Florida. The state where nothing good will
happen.
I'd
like to welcome everybody to Florida.
A Sanford police officer was surprised recently when his cell phone rang and the person on the other end told him what he, quote, needed.
You need Bernard, some crack.
Bernard you Lawson need? Is in jail because the officer said it was Lawson who called him and offered to sell him drugs. The incident happened about a week ago. Police said Lawson, who had just been released from jail, described to the officer what he was wearing and that he'd meet him to sell him the illegal pills, not knowing that he had called an officer. There was a short foot pursuit, and Lawson was arrested. According to the report, Lawson denied trying to sell the officer drugs, so when the officer hit redial, the phone Lawson had with him began ringing.
I bet that Lawson just read Glengarry Glen Ross, and he was like, I got to do some cold calling. And he was just calling up anybody. He was like, make this always be closing. Always be closing.
I don't know how he ended up getting the officer's phone number in the first place to call him and offer him the drugs. But
parole officer. I bet
instead of putting it under parole officer, he put it under, like, Jack Mormon.
Drug dealer.
I don't know. I mean, you're...
Perry O. Fisker.
Yeah.
That was his name.
Out of jail, and you want to get high as soon as possible. I know if my drug of choice would definitely be alcohol. If I got out of jail, the first thing I'd want to do is go get drunk.
I'd get a drink.
Unfortunately, this gentleman chose another drug.
He is charged with trafficking hydrocodone.
Oh, so he likes the pills.
Yeah, he likes the pills.
The Vicodin.
He likes the big pills. Yeah. So hydro means water. Jack Mormon.
So that's it. Short and sweet for these three this week. We got the lovely Mormons who, I'm assuming they're Mormons.
They might not the be
the lovely couple who robbed the bank with their two sweet children in the back seat.
It's We've a got
the man who likes to call 911 to tell him useless facts about himself.
I have a forced dick. Drug dealer just
and,
ripped me off.
And man who just gets out of jail tries to sell drugs back to police officer.
All right, and those are your douchebags of the week for episode 173 of The Hideous Creature Show.
To Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida. I'm in Florida. The sun is setting over Tampa Bay.
Everybody for coming down here to Florida.
It's
We've got the Black Widow and Patrick running the board. And my name, well, my name is June. And welcome to Florida. Florida. Happy dobby dobby Florida.
Where all the sarsaparilla tastes like wine.
It's always raining diamonds all the time.
Going down in Florida.
Don't forget.
This is the weirdest show I think I've ever done with you guys.
All right, so we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. If you'd like to contact us, just Google Hideous Creature Show and you'll find any information that you need to. We're also on Facebooks. And I thought that we'd lost a bunch of our information on iTunes, but it ends up that because iTunes is so... I don't want to get into it right now.
No, we should get into that next week.
iTunes.
Or just let it go.
Anyway, we're fine on iTunes. I thought we had lost all of our five-star ratings and everything, but it ends up that iTunes is just a jerk. Hey,
guys, we lost all of our five-star ratings, so if you would be so kind and re-put those five-star ratings on the iTunes, it would be really good for us because we lost them. They're all gone.
You should tell a friend about the show.
Yes, we're getting listeners again.
You gotta come down to the Hideous Creature Show.
There's Jenny and June, and there is
and the Black Widow
going down in the Hideous Creature Show.
All right, so what was the intro this week? Oh, the geriatric and the internet.
It's good,
which is always great. Just Google geriatric. Introduction internet or something like that.
Put your hand on round.
Put your hand on rounded top.
Oh, that's right. Put your hand down on rounded top.
It's like a Rush lyric.
Put your hand on the rounded top.
Oh, Neil Peart. Special thanks this week goes out to Michael Kelly. And another one that this is kind of odd, but a mutual friend of Patrick and I is... We haven't seen him around much, and we'd like to see him more. His name is Doc. Doc, I hope everything's good.
God bless, Doc.
God bless you.
You're in our hearts. You Jack Mormon.
You Jack Mormon.
Jack Mormon.
We're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, do yourself a favor and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Black Widow.
treat the mouse button as if it were hot, sort of like the potato in the game Hot Potato. You want to get rid of it or release it as soon as possible. Click them once and let go. Don't hang on them. It's time to find out how to get to your server. No, your server is not the waiter or waitress at your favorite coffee shop.